So we're back once again with Sweet Disposition, and for today's episode I feel like I should be sitting on my grandfather's knee, because in front of us we have new Werther's Originals chocolate milk chocolates.
Chocolate milk.
It doesn't actually say what they are. Werther's Original chocolate.
I think what it
milk.
Is it's like chocolate. To but say, it's chocolate, and I bet here this will determine whether it's milk chocolate or dark chocolate or
by
white
the way,
chocolate.
Milk.
It's not. Yeah, because it's definitely not chocolate milk.
No, I think it's to differentiate between the different types of chocolate.
Controversially, this packaging has stolen Dairy Milk's purple.
I was going to say that's some classy packaging right there, because that purple is
purple means chocolate.
Yeah, not just any chocolate, like
good
indulgent chocolate.
Chocolate.
So they've done a bit of a feat there, and what I really like is you see how the chocolates are kind of glossy
on the
which just gives them that extra standout when you're looking at them,
and it's got the seal of traditional Werther's quality, so you know it's
genuine. Oh man, it's got a seal on it right there.
I know, but like it's not made of
worryingly
wax, so. I just turned this over and it's like made in Germany. And I'm guessing now, Werther's sounds kind of like a German name,
yeah,
so...
Yeah, I think it is, because, like, if you turn it round to the front, like, the manufacturer's Stork.
Stork.
Like, with a CK
but
on it.
But to me, Werther's is, like, was made in deepest Yorkshire by a man finished tilling the land and then going in the mines and then coming out while sucking a Werther's Original, but...
I never really got that from the taste of the Werther's Original.
Anyway,
let's
bust them out. Okay, so these ones are individually wrapped as you would imagine a real Werther's, so...
Do you know what? This actually reminds me of an Eclair.
Oh,
packaging.
It smells a bit like that too.
Yeah.
So...
And controversially, they've got all the languages on the milk underneath the Werther's.
Oh, my one's lay.
Yeah. Well, if you if you open it out, it's like milk, lay.
So the chocolate itself has got this crazy swirl.
Like marbled.
So
almost.
I'm guessing that's the essence of Werther that's been swirled in.
Essence
with it.
Of old people.
It's the shape of a Werther's Original, which is nice to see.
Right, let's tuck in.
Let's go.
Oh. It's solid. It's solid all the way through.
Because you kind of expect Werther's Original just to be like a big stone in your mouth. This isn't anything like that, obviously. It's just chocolate.
Looking at the back, it says marbled with a caramel-flavoured white chocolate.
Oh.
But to me, I'm slightly disappointed that that didn't taste anything like a Werther's Original.
No.
Oh, it doesn't.
But
it's quite nice, though.
But it says on the front, smooth milk chocolate marbled with the comforting taste of Werther's. Then it says, it's marbled with caramel-flavoured white chocolate.
Well,
now,
maybe that is the flavour of Werther's.
Werther's isn't white chocolate, for a start.
No, it's caramel. It's the big glazed lump of it.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Second go.
Yeah, we're going to go in for another one here.
I'm trying it a second time. This time trying to eat it the way I would a normal Werther's by sucking it.
No, it still just tastes like chocolate.
And it's getting all over my teeth.
Not even nice chocolate, actually.
It reminds me of Lindt. It tastes a bit more like Lindt chocolate, but then... No, it does.
Lindt's lovely.
Yeah, quite nice. It's... Definitely got that kind of continental Swiss, German, Belgian chocolate taste to it, though.
It's got the texture, the smooth texture.
Yeah.
Mm. Sorry, I've got it stuck to the top of my mouth. Can't talk.
I like it. I'm liking them more.
Mm.
They're growing on me.
I think they're okay, but I wouldn't be able to eat the whole bag in one sitting. And I don't think the chocolate is as nice as Lindt or... something else.
It's also what comfort tastes like, says the back of the bag.
I would contend.
So,
but
apparently comfort tastes like milk chocolate marbled with caramel-flavoured white chocolate.
Would old people like this?
Oh, I just don't know. Do old people like chocolate? Do they?
Yeah.
I think so.
I think old people are like anything as long as it's free.
Well, I can't speak for old people, but for me, I'd say, I'd have them if someone else had them.
Yeah, I kind of like them, but if I'm going for this flavour, then I would go for something else instead, like a Lindt.
Agreed.